We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Sefer Mitzvot. We're up to the Ramban's commentary. The Ramban has been on the attack. The Rambam had said that things derived from the 13 laws of derivation are rabbinic. And we're up to page Chof Vav in the Vilna edition. Page Ayin Dalet in the Frankel edition. V'nei Rav, you have it?
Yeah.
V'nei Rav, how many lines is that from the top? Top line. V'nei Rav, Tala Har Nofel Hazeh B'chut HaSara. The rabbi, he's talking about the Rambam, hung this falling mountain by a hair. Amar, Ha'ikar Asher Ho'ilunu Bo Aleihem HaShalom. Maimonides says, so to speak, to hang his rule, he's banging the nail in the wall and he's saying, I'll tell you what it's all hanging on. You know what? They gave us a rule. Our sages said, you see, the Talmud says the verses never leave their simplistic form. And you find the Talmud frequently searching and stating, what was the body of the verse talking about? So you see, the Talmud is interested in what the verse literally means, and the derivations, well, they're not biblical. There's only Pshuto Shel Mikra. V'chas b'shalom, ki ha-midrashim kulam b'inyan ha-mitzvot, in b'hem mikra yutze lehem midei Pshuto, ela kulam b'lashon ha-katuv nechlalim, af al pi shehem meruvim b'hem b'ribuyim. ואין מדרש כבוד תלמידי חכמים מלשון את השם לוקח עתירה מוציא הכתוב מפשוטו. And God forbid, the midrashim, when it comes to the mitzvos, so then you don't have a pasuk that leaves its simplistic form, it's pshuto, but rather the rule encompassed in the simple understanding of the verse. Even though the sages take that simple understanding and use it as a ribui to encompass other things. Ve'en midrash kvot tamdei chachamim milshon et Hashem lokech atira motzia katuv mipshuto. And just because our sages said that the words et Hashem lokech atira, you should fear Hashem your God, and it adds the et, which is like a marker. I don't know an equivalent word in English. It's like the word a. An apple, a person in English doesn't have an equivalent in Hebrew. So et, also I don't know of an equivalent in English. So our sages say the word et comes to encompass the sages. So does that mean that it lost its literal meaning? They have to fear Hashem? Obviously not. V'chein im nomar b'chiyikach ish isha shu b'kesef. And so too, if our sages taught us that when the verse says that when a man takes a woman, it means that he gives her something of monetary value when he engages her. That doesn't remove it from its literal understanding, its literal meaning. Nor any other ribuy or miut when it says ach, gam, et. All the other derivations, they don't destroy the Pshuto Shel Mikra. You have the literal understanding, then you have the other levels of interpretation that supplement it, but they don't uproot it. אבל הכתוב יכול יכלול הכל, כי אין הפשט כדברי חסרי דעת הלשון ולא כדעת הצדוקים. But the verse encompasses everything, because pshat is not the way people who don't understand the language would interpret the verse. Nor is pshat the way that tzedukim think that pshat means. Ki sefer Torat Hashem tmima en ba'ot yeter v'chaser. The work of Hashem's Torah is whole. There's no extra letter. There's nothing missing. En ba'ot yeter v'chaser. Kulam b'chokhma nichtevu. Every letter was written with great wisdom. Ve'lo matzu midrash shehu ikari b'mitzvot motziei mikra midei pshuto. And you don't find a medrash that teaches you a fundamental mitzvah. One of the Taryag mitzvah, says the Rambam, which would remove the verse from its pshuto shel mikra, from its literal interpretation. זולתי הנדרש בבעיה בכל אשר תלד. One exception. When the Torah says the firstborn that a woman has, so that firstborn gets a double portion. כמו שהזכיר במסכת יבמות, like the Talmud says over there in יבמות, כי אין הכוונה להם אלא שיהיו הכתובים אמת במליצה ומלשל, כעניין שאמרו בשישי של שבת, מאיתי מדרבי אליעזר דאמר תכשיטינן לו, כלומר, כלי הזין תכתיב, חגור חרבך על ירך גיבור, הודך ועד עריך. אמר לרב כהנא, למר ברי דרבינה, היי, בדברי תורה כתיב. אמר לי, אין מקרא יוצא מדי פשוטו. אמר רב כהנא, okay, so he's going on a long quote of the Gemara. He says, Chazal mean to tell us that although the psukim have multiple levels of interpretation, the literal level of interpretation is also true. As the Talmud tells us in the sixth chapter of Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah permits a person to walk out with armor on Shabbos. The rabbis disagree. Rabbi Eliezer says the armor that he wears, his sword, his bow, his arrow, his armor, they are like his jewelry. Why? Because the verse describes how the brave warrior is encouraged to don his sword, and the verse uses the term Hodecha v'adarecha. It says, don your sword, brave warrior, that is your glory. Oh, so you see, it's glorifiable for a brave warrior. So you see, that for a young man to wear armor, that's like wearing jewelry. Rav Kahana said to Mar Brei Dravina, he said, how could he derive it from that verse? That verse isn't talking about weapons. That verse is talking about Torah. In Torah, we argue, does it mean this way or that way? So it says, young man, you put on your sword, meaning you go out there and fight your opinion. If you've learned well, then you could fence correctly. And fencing over here doesn't mean with the sword. It means with the tongue, with your knowledge of Torah. So Rav Kahana says to Mar Brei Dravina, how could Rabbi Eliezer derive from that pasuk that wearing armor, that wearing a sword is glory, is tachshitim for the young man? That pasuk isn't talking about a real sword. It's not talking about a literal sword. It's talking about Torah. So Mar Brei Dravina answers him. He says to Rav Kahana, "En mikra yotze midei pshuto." That fantastic line that the Rambam has everything revolving around. The verse might have that level of interpretation, but that doesn't remove the literal interpretation, which is talking about a sword. So you see that a sword is like jewelry, and it's like something you wear. And it's not like you're carrying something in public domain on Shabbos. It's like a garment that he wears. It's something like jewelry. Amar Rav Kahana, to that Rav Kahana comments, he says, Ki avina baltamne sarei, when I was 18 years old, avagamirna lekule talmuda. I was already a master of all of Talmud. And he had mastered all of Tanakh and all of Shas. And so many years have passed since then, and I never knew this rule, that the verse always maintains its literal meaning as well. That's the Gemara. Hine ritzonam lomar bekan, shilu ayu klei ha-milchama gnai ba-gibor, lo haya mamshil behem divrei Torah. What Chazal meant to say is that the Pasuk, although on a deeper level it's talking about the words of Torah, but if on a simplistic level wearing armor was not glorious for a warrior, then they wouldn't have used such a metaphor. So the literal understanding that it's glorious for a warrior to wear armor, well, that stays. Not that that's the point of the pasuk. The pasuk is really coming to talk about Divrei Torah, but the fact that he uses this terminology, that terminology remains. That wearing armor, wearing a sword, that's something that's like wearing jewelry for a young man. אבל מפני שהם לא תכשיט, חזקתוב, משלו בהן. ואמר שיהיו דברי התורה והחוכמה בידו כמו החרב בירך הגיבור חגורה בו ומזומנת לו כאשר יוצא. So the verse was saying the words of Torah and wisdom should be wielded in the hand of the young man like a sword on the thigh of a brave warrior. It should be girdled to him and ready for his use at his desire to be able to unsheathe it ולהתגבר בה על חבריו and to overcome his friends with it כי זה הוד והדר לו, because that's his glory. That he's mastered Torah to the point where he could win arguments in Torah because he knows what's right. And this is the way it works. Whenever our sages say that a verse has a deeper level of interpretation, well, what about the literal level of interpretation? Our sages are saying they're both truth. Ah, truth. One is the internal truth and one is the external truth. Veimaya biyad chachamim kabbalah sheyeh ben asher teled haivama yoresh et nechsei dodo vayu marbim im ze min hamidrash sheyeh gadol ha'achim meyabem lo hayu korim ze mikra yotze midei pshuto klal. Now he's going back to that Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, so we have to open up the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara is discussing that if a woman does Yibum, her husband passes away without kids, she gets married by his brother, that's called Yibum. So it says, the firstborn son, by Ya Bechor Asher Teled, the firstborn son, Yakum al Shem Achiv. He stands instead of his brother, instead of the uncle, not his biological father, her first husband, his uncle. So now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara focuses on that pasuk. Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, "Mitzvah b'gadol liyavim, v'imkadan hakatan zecha." Maybe we'll do a separate recording of this.